Welcome back on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. I'm going to touch the people here momentarily as we're celebrating the Commanders advancing to the NFC Championship game with that huge win against Detroit in Detroit on Saturday night. Jason mentioned it earlier. Only team that's winning on the road in the playoffs is the Washington Commanders.
That's right, team.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
And Jaden's been awesome in both games. He's been amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the whole team's been amazing. Yeah.
True, but he is
how about McLaurin?
Headliner. Well, McLaurin is just...
He's found an extra gear.
He can't be happier that he actually has a real franchise quarterback throwing him the ball for the rest of his career here in D.C. Right.
How about De'Ami Brown making an impact?
It's been great. Awesome. Awesome
Everyone's
to see that.
Everyone's made fun of him for 4 years.
Yep.
He's been huge.
Offensive line gave up zero sacks in that game. Now they suffer a hit.
That's big.
Tears his ACL. But Trent Scott came in, played well. Coleman did well on the outside. So just a great performance. All right, the phone lines are locked and loaded, EB. Let's touch the people. People have been dying for this.
All right, this guy.
For three decades.
It's a lock. This guy that I'm going to go to first is listening on the Odyssey app. Because there's no chance the stick reaches Vietnam. Vietnam! Calling in from Vietnam, clearly listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Matt? Good morning. Happy Victory Monday.
Hey, I actually would listen on the Odyssey app. The problem is you can't listen to the Odyssey app live in Vietnam. So I had to get a stream off Monumental.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah.
That works.
Where'd you watch the game?
I watched it from here. That's actually why I called in. So I've been watching the playoffs and like most of the regular season here because the games happen here. It's exactly 12 hours ahead. So I have to get up. I wake up in the middle of the night to watch the games.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And then, yeah, I mean, I've been doing that since the season started. But I'm thinking, should I fly home? I used to live in D.C., so should I fly home if we win this game for the Super Bowl watch party and then just fly right back here?
The answer is clear, resounding yes.
Well, how much time do you, what do you do for a living? Are you in the military? What's the deal?
So I retired out of the military.
Okay.
And now I'm an English teacher in Vietnam. So I was thinking about taking a week off, going, flying back there, and then flying right back here after we win, or hopefully we win.
Well, hopefully we do, or they do. But yes, you should do that.
Yes,
you should absolutely come back for the Super Bowl if that happens.
Because I will say, there's nothing like watching a game with a group of people. I was resistant to it. I didn't know if I wanted to do it.
Yeah, you were going to watch it in your hotel room.
I really pondered it, and up until almost game time. Mm-hmm. But I have such a good group of dads here on my daughter's team, and there was other Commanders fans, around, and there were so many. I'm like in a Homewood Suites in Raleigh.
Yeah.
But there's so many great spots to watch the game. There are so many little just like areas with couches and, 75-inch TVs everywhere. And there were just groups of people. And I said, we're just going to watch it here. It's a great spot to watch it. We had about 15 to 20 people. And, obviously when you win, there's nothing like it. If we had lost, it might have sucked. But just to watch that with a group of fellow fans all rooting together. And then, of course, we had one Lion fan that we're all making fun of.
Great. It's the best.
In good spirit.
Sure.
I mean, we weren't going to fight or anything.
Right.
It was a fun thing. It was just incredible. And so if this guy can fly back from Vietnam, it's totally worth it.
Matt, are there any Commanders bars in Vietnam in Ho Chi Minh City? If that's even still a thing, I don't know if that is or not.
Yeah, that's actually where I live. I live in Ho Chi Minh City.
Silly.
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of sports bars here, but they all play soccer games. It's actually really crazy here, like a week ago, because Vietnam just beat Thailand, which is the first time in like 10 years that they've done that.
That was big.
So the cities went crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in from halfway around the world, man. We appreciate it. That's Matt checking in from Vietnam.
Hey, EB mentioned Detroit fans. We should mention... Neil Rule is going to be on the show.
Yeah.
He's the guy who went on that rant.
Yeah.
He co-hosts Big D Energy on WoodwardSports.com. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who went on that rant just poo-pooing everything Washington, just assuming that Detroit was going to be in the NFC Championship game.
He's basically saying, if you think the Commanders are going to come in here and stop Detroit from getting to the NFC title game, you're freaking insane.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
And that's exactly what happened.
They derailed their plans.
So you don't want to miss that. He's going to be on at 9:40. We got Fred Smoot at 9, Kevin Sheehan, our colleague check-in, coming on at 8:20, and John Keim at 7. So we're packed. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, you're on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. Good morning.
This is just totally insane. People ask me about how are you going to predict stuff, and I go, predict? I don't know. I'm just going to sit on this roller coaster and watch things. So, and I got two things I'd like to ask you. One is I was going to ask about that D guy. I'm glad to hear it. The next thing is you got to apologize to the guy on the air who's put over under at 70.
I guess he was correct.
That's right.
Whoever would have thought 75 at take over 75 and a half and you win.
Insane.
And one last thing, and I know it's not going to happen, but if you take a look at MVP, think about it. Jaden put this team on his back. Can you think of, now maybe I'm too much of a homer and you can shut me down, can you think of any other quarterback? I think the only two people who really should be MVP candidates are Jaden, because without him, this team would have 6 wins, and Saquon Barkley. I'd like to hear your opinions on that.
But I mean, Saquon's definitely a legitimate candidate. Josh Allen, a legitimate candidate, and probably Lamar Jackson. Look, the playoff success isn't there, but it's a regular season award. He'll probably win his third MVP just based on the stats. Mm-hmm.
But I would say this, next year, he'll be one of the preseason favorites.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He'll be in that conversation as a second-year player.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's been huge. Saquon's been huge. All the quarterbacks for Buffalo and Baltimore have been huge. But
the thing is with Jaden, and you know, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I mean, I've already put him in the Hall of Fame. I guess you can't get more.
Yeah, that's pretty far ahead, but he's on that trajectory.
The way he is as a person,
yeah,
I don't feel like he's going to blow off training camp next year to do like a car ad.
I don't know who you can be referencing there with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that could be.
I'm
like,
not sure.
He's going to be dedicated.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys all saw there was a big article where a big thread online where they really detailed him and the VR and how he kind of insisted that teams that draft him allow him to continue to use that.
Smart.
I mean,
it's a great training tool.
It's just a kid with his head screwed on right. His priorities are in the right place.
Yeah.
And then he's got this God-given ability that's just like sort of otherworldly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a great person, and he has superstar talent, and he works super hard. Like, it's a great combination.
And then, that's the recipe for a Hall of Famer.
And Jaden has been unbelievable, but Dan, how is Dan Quinn not Coach of the Year?
I mean, he should certainly get consideration.
I mean, of course he should get consideration, but he should be Coach of the Year. They went from 4-13. They are 14-5. They're a game away from the Super Bowl.
When do they vote for that one? Is that one they also vote for at the end of the regular season?
I don't know when they, but I mean, I don't know who's going to get it. I'm sure Campbell will probably get it, or I don't know if
O'Connell might get consideration.
But how do you go from 4-13, completely revamp your roster, whole new coaching staff, rookie quarterback?
You know how you do it.
And you go 14-5, you're a game away from the Super Bowl. How are you not coach
Michael
of the year?
Jordan. They drafted Michael Jordan.
They hit on the draft pick. They hit on at number 2.
I think most people believe Adam Peters will win executive of the year. Dan Quinn's not necessarily a favorite for coach of the year.
I know he's not.
Reason.
I just don't understand it.
All right, let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, you're on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Good morning.
Marcus, can you believe this?
Yeah, I believe it. I'm 70 years old, so I was around for the terrible, the great years, and now the great years again. You know, just to put a post-mortem on Dan Campbell, you know, he's received a lot of empathy for the way he carried on after his press conference. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to say, I didn't get it. He seemed more like the backyard bully who got his nose punched in and had to wimp about it. Anyway, look, this team, Washington, has plenty of offense and just enough defense to beat anybody. They have a long passing game that is as good as anybody's in the league, and their wide receivers seem to be on a train to make an outstanding, amazing play every time they go deep. This is also an offense that has enough of a running game to keep defenses honest especially when Jaden Daniels runs in for a back-breaking first down, which, by the way, I think exhausted defense by the end of the fourth quarter. That's where they strike. You know, speaking of defense, you know, Washington is getting up there with anybody. Somehow they've morphed into an opportunistic defense that's very hard hitting with Frankie Louvu and Wagner. They make key plays.
Armstrong came up big too.
They have a pass rush of no names that are really knocking quarterbacks around back there. You know, one of the things I think that's going to be largely ignored this week and shouldn't be, and you guys were kicking this can down the road just now, Washington will have a significant advantage in the coaching department. Nick Sirianni, to put it flatly, is a dope. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you, Marcus.
His record says otherwise. I know a lot of people feel that way, but he actually has an absurd winning percentage and has had a ton of success. Yeah, yet he gets grilled all the time.
He almost blew that game, and I don't even know why I would blame it on him. But, that, you know, if poor Andrews catches that ball, I'm putting all my money on the Bills there. I just am.
Well, that's right? A different game. He's talking about Nick Sirianni.
He's talking about Sirianni. He's
talking about the Eagles head coach.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Now, for some reason, I thought they're
it's early
Eagles
in the morning.
All right, let's go to John in Ashburn. John, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Johnny?
Oh, it's Don, guys.
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Hey, so Saturday I was running errands and had my Redskins sweatshirt on, and I swear, in the Wegmans, 8 to 10 people in that hour were just either giving you the nod, a look, said something to you. I mean, it just really did remind you of the old days. But where it really got kind of surreal for me was yesterday when the Rams and the Eagles game started, and I pulled up the schedule on ESPN, and the only two teams that are on there are the Chiefs and us. And
right.
It just kind of hit me we're in the same position as the Chiefs right now.
I know. As they're teasing the upcoming matchups, it's okay, the Commanders are facing the Eagles, and then we have to fill in the blank for the AFC. And it's just with a rookie quarterback after coming out of the wrong
era. How is it possible? That's how you...
Exactly. It was kind of stunning at that point. But, you know, I was fortunate when I was a kid. My dad, you know, we had season tickets. So I started going to games when Jack Pardee was the coach. I'm just a couple years older than you guys. So I got to see that through Gibbs and going to, you know, I went to the first Super Bowl. I was at the Detroit Lions playoff game when they beat them at RFK. I mean, it goes back. And all my friends were blowing up me the text messages and phone calls while the game was, you know, pretty much in, you know, was done. And it was just crazy, man. It's just unbelievable to have this feeling again that I last had, you know, when I was, late teens, early 20s. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep. It is amazing. Thanks, what happens. I receive texts from people that I never received texts from. I'm not even a Commanders fan. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy they won. I was in L.A. Kelsey has her Redskins blanket. She's wearing her Commanders gear. I watched the whole game, by the way, on my phone and into a dome. That place is incredible.
Yeah.
Great Wi-Fi.
Right. Well, I would expect it.
I got a text from a guy I probably haven't spoken to in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just that camaraderie of both guys being fans.
And how great was this?
I got a text. I mean, we all know him, but I guess he has my number. Dr. Shin, who did the vasectomy madness on the show. Mm-hmm. He was like, possibly the most joyous show in your history on Monday morning.
Yeah.
He was so fired up for it.
By the way, also great to see Joe Gibbs at Ford Field for the game. Made the trip.
Yeah, well, he's been through a lot of misery.
It's kind of shocking.
Supporting the team ever since he left.
He's always there, Cakes.
He is.
Always supporting.
Yep. He's grinding.
But he's finally getting to see some wins. I said, Joe Theismann tweeted that it was the greatest game he's ever watched.
Right.
It's a pretty good one.
Joe Theismann.
Right, let's go to
Joe sometimes can't get over his skis, but I mean, it's easy to, you agree with that.
Caught up in the emotion of it. Let's go to Big Keith. He was at the game in Detroit.
It's our guy, Big Keith.
Good morning.
He just sent me a picture. He's hanging with Teddy Bridgewater.
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
Big Keith, what's up, buddy?
Yo, my voice is still crazy, man. I'm so excited, so happy. Yo, Detroit was wild. Detroit was like people was, but it was the friendliest people I've ever seen in my life. They didn't even know how to jone. They didn't know how to get mad. They thanked me like I scored a touchdown. They was, thank you, thank you. Hey, I appreciate you. Great game. Good luck next week. I told them I'm not playing.
No.
We had a ball though, man. EB, you got to, yo, you got to be feeling this, man. You know, you're the second biggest fan behind me, man. You got to be feeling great for this, right?
It's just unbelievable because, you know, obviously I picked them with my heart, and I thought certainly that we were capable. But deep down, I was preparing myself for, you know, the magical run to end.
Right.
And just to see it unfold, and with each turnover, I just would look around and go, this is really going to happen, isn't it? Like, we're really going to keep – like, we're in the Final Four here. And then to see the videos of all the fans, as JP mentioned earlier, around the country – losing their minds. Now, I think some of that is shtick because they got the camera on them. But by and large, I think that's people's real emotions.
Yeah, they're trying to go viral, but it does seem real. Yeah. Keith, how much money have you spent already on the playoffs? Because you went to Tampa.
Yep.
You went to Detroit. I know you're going to Philly. I know you're not.
Just bought my Philly tickets. I'm about 6K down.
6K down.
Wow. But worth it. Yeah, hey, at least you can drive to Philly. You don't have to get on a plane.
Give us the Teddy Bridgewater story because you just sent me the picture.
Yo, this is ridiculous. We in the hotel, right, and this is like 2 hours before game time, and we just casually walking along. Here comes Teddy Bridgewater. Hey, what's up, man? What you doing? Oh, no, I got to go to the game. Huh. I thought he was going to go.
Yeah.
And then I looked, he was going in the game. Man, and
you thought he was going as a fan. That's hilarious.
That is hysterical.
Why did he go in? Because he was the number three last I saw. Why did he go in as the two?
It was funny because, like, during the game, like, when Goff went into the tent, my son asked me, he's like, who's the backup? And I said, I have no idea. And then Teddy Bridgewater strolls out, and I was like, wasn't he, like, coaching in high school, like 6 weeks ago?
Look, and he was leaving out. We was like, and he was leaving. His car was out there, so he was getting ready to leave. And we was like, we was talking to him. He's like, well, I said, well, let's grab a picture. Well, my son told him. And he said, well, I got to go to game. He said, oh. He said, F it. All right, come on, let me take some pictures. He came back. And I was like, yo, this dude, so he must, I think he was there. He probably, I guess he was heading out. There's no way. But he was in a nice hotel. You know, it was a nice hotel, obviously. We were in Dearborn at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's crazy, man. But it's worth every bit. Yo, my sons just with me enjoying the experience. You know, they haven't seen it. You know, they haven't been living that long enough to experience anything that I remember from, you know, I went through with. You know, I'm y'all age, obviously, so I remember the Super Bowls. But it's been a long time coming, man.
That has. Well, Big Keith, thanks for checking in, man. We appreciate it.
I'm going to post the picture if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, you can post. You're good. Appreciate it, man. Y'all guys be good.
You too.
All right, you thank
too, Big
you,
Keith.
Buddy.
All
right.
Yeah, so Hendon Hooker is their emergency quarterback.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he had – he was listed as inactive for the game, but I don't know if he's technically injured or if they just felt like they didn't want to throw a younger quarterback in the big situation there. They want to put a guy in who's got some experience.
Yeah, I was shocked.
But that was, yeah, it was very surprising.
All right, people are fired up. We'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067 for the first time in over three decades. Washington is in the NFC Championship. We're celebrating on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.